From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, can Democrats take back a House seat in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District?
But first, it almost sounds like a joke. A Republican, a Democrat, and a centrist come together to issue a new report. But the report is decidedly not a joke. It says not only is climate change real, it's a huge economic risk. The report is co-chaired by Henry Paulson, who served as Treasury Secretary for President George W. Bush, Democratic Tom Steyer, the retired hedge fund billionaire, and Michael Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York. The report is called Risky Business. Henry Cisneros, former mayor of San Antonio, who served as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in the Clinton administration, is a member of the large risk committee that's behind the report. He joins us now from New York. And Secretary Cisneros, the report is subtitled The Economic Risks of Climate Change in the U.S. It breaks them into three categories. Lay those out for us.
Well, Robin, first of all, this is the first time that a group focuses on the economics of climate change. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of science on climate change, a lot of controversy about the science on climate change, but we have three wise co-chairs who you mentioned, Tom Steyer and former Secretary Paulson and former Mayor Bloomberg, who pulled a group of us together across a bipartisan divide to focus on interpretation of the science in economic terms. What does it mean for business in our country? What does it mean for our economy? And the bottom line is that the risks of dramatic climate change are very, very great. They're great for regions of the country. They're very great for business sectors, and they're great for the public, issues such as public health, for example.
Well, the three categories are losses of coastal property, extreme heat across the country, and shifting agricultural patterns. What are some of the things that you're pointing to specifically? I mean, we know we're seeing companies, for instance, put all of their electronics, instead of in the basement, putting it on the roof to avoid what happened after Sandy. What are some of the things that you point to specifically?
Let's go through the three categories quickly. First, the issue of coastal areas is inundation from two sets of forces. One is rising tides, rising oceans, and the other is more intense storms. The combination of those two pushes water farther inward than it's ever gone before. So not only are the usual cities in danger, like Miami, which is in great danger, but we know places that are important ports like Norfolk, for example, cities like Atlantic City, and of course New York may be a scene from the future in what we saw in Hurricane Sandy. Mm-hmm. But perhaps the greatest danger is in the western parts of the Gulf of Mexico, New Orleans, and Houston with its massive industrial and energy complex. So this is serious business for the country, and it has massive implications. That's the issue of inundations from rising oceans. Secondly, there are issues like extreme heat, where we know that the implications are going to be that dry areas of the country get drier, for example. So we have water shortages. Already in California, suffering through a difficult drought, they are restricting water releases from state reservoirs for the first time in history.
Well, that has serious implications. We've reported on that. We've also reported on the agricultural patterns that are shifting. But question to you, you've got this bipartisan committee that was able to come together and put this together, but you've got a divided Congress. You've got politicians like John Boehner and Florida Senator Marco Rubio expressing skepticism about climate change. How are you going to move forward from this moment?
Well, I think that, you know, this has to go forward in steps, and this is a step. And it's a step that says to business in America, to the economic interests, to people who are going to be impacted by real-life economic measures, that they need to, first of all, prepare. That is to say, begin to focus climate change metrics into things like investment strategies, insurance strategies, protections of all kinds. So that's to deal with the reality of what is going to happen. But the bigger step is to raise awareness about the need to prevent the worst from happening. So we're calling on business, as in so many other instances in American life. We see, for example, in many, many areas like anti-discrimination measures or immigration or others, when business gets concerned and express the fact that there is an economic dimension to this, then
there might be change.
There might be the movement on the politics.
We're going to have to leave it at that. Henry Cisneros on the new report on climate change and business. Thanks so much.
Robin, thank you very much.